Preside at number nine, the draft board policy concepts for financial oversight. Bill Herber and Sabrina Perez will be with us, as I understand it, and I will hand it over to Bill.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Kelly, State Forester Mokomoto, and board members. For the record, I am Bill Herber, Deputy Director for Administration, and with me today is Sabrina Perez, Senior Strategy Manager and our point person for the implementation of our MGO recommendations. As you heard from the State Forester this morning, the department continues to be focused on and is making good progress on the remaining 24 of the original 28 MGO recommendations. In fact, we're excited about our upcoming efforts in the next few months as we were able to fill positions and increase our capacity on several fronts, both within the MGO implementation team and admin as a whole. So much of MGO's observations were about oversight and control, and this topic today in front of us is a continuation of one of those oversight recommendations, specifically regarding the board's role in that oversight. So with that, I will hand it over to Sabrina to walk us through this agenda item. Sabrina?
All right, thank you, Bill. Good afternoon, Chair Kelly, State Forester Mokomoto, members of the board. I'm Sabrina Perez, Senior Strategy Manager for the Administrative Branch. We're positioned to provide a full project update on the MGO recommendations at the April meeting, but today's topic continues the January policy conversation and efforts to implement MGO recommendation number 16, specifically related to a formal policy on the board's financial oversight. Attachment number one, which was also provided in January, details the recommendation in agency context. We had also presented several policy standards for your consideration. In your discussion in January, it helped us hear policy standards that were important to you, as well as ideas for additional resources through professional capacity or external assessments and training to support your financial oversight. So attachment two to your staff report presents a concept for us as an agency to develop an agency policy that codifies our responsibilities in financial reporting to the board. This would address the particular recommendation from MGO related to formal policy and procedures, and we folded in your ideas into the policy standards. We're seeking your approach today, your feedback on this approach today. We have a brief 15 minutes of discussion planned. If there's support from you for this direction, we'd work on final policy development in-house using these standards and any further feedback as our guide. And with that, we're really seeking your feedback.
Okay, board comments and feedback. Ella Chambers.
Chair Kelly, I'm happy to respond. I thought this was spot on. I think that this is exactly what MGO was asking for. It's been a bit since I read this, but I just recall as we broke out the financial reporting and the policies and procedures and, you know, just the draft policy concept and how we laid that out, it made sense to me. So I felt it was spot on. That's my feedback. And I think those monthly reports that you're providing to the board on cash flow, you know, those are excellent, Bill. And so thank you.
Agreed. Ben.
Yeah, thank you. I would echo what Carla said, especially with the monthly reports. They're fantastic. And I feel like in the year that I've been, this meeting marks my year on the board. In the year that I've been on the board, I've felt very well informed on the financial conditions of the departments and been given a lot of tools and been able to ask a lot of questions. Looking at this document in particular, there's one point that I'd like to sort of call out a little more specifically, and that's I think we touched on this at the last board meeting of the idea of a external audit on occasion. And I don't have a particular time frame that would need to be annually, every 2 years, biennium possibly. But it's alluded to that in the document at the very last point. But I think having more specificity on, MGO or some other external auditor giving us as the board a report. It could be high level. It doesn't need to be a lot of detail, but something beyond us as a board's having sole oversight, I think would be useful. And I think would be useful to have included in there. But curious what other board members think if that's important.
Mm-hmm. Carla, you still have your hand up?
Yeah, I believe, and Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we have MGO's outside audit, oversight for the full biennium. Correct me if I'm wrong. Also, Bill, I think it would be very helpful for you to get back to the Board of Forestry on the last conversation that we just had. If we cannot come to an agreement with BLM, I just want your best thinking on how we handle that, on how we handle that internally, because it just looks to me like this is headed the wrong direction. And I want to think through plan B and C in light of the possibility that we would not reach an agreement with BLM.
Will do. I have that noted, Carla. And to both Ben and Carla's point, and first, Carla, yes, MGO is here the remainder of the biennium. That is correct. And we have heard the board's desire for additional support, additional resources on furthering the oversight. I think we will work with MGO to continue what that looks like, Ben, as far as audits or, we do have an internal audit committee. There was some discussion on, are they a vehicle for some of this? It's something we will explore, but certainly how we engage MGO on that further need that we've clearly identified that the board has. So we are keeping that at the top of our idea as we work through all this.
Brenda.
Thanks, Jim. Sabrina and Bill, first of all, this is great. Good work. And I think the regular reports have been wonderful. Could you remind me where things stand with the online dashboard that would allow us kind of any day of the week kind of a look at where things stand?
I certainly can. There's a lot of infrastructure in play. Unfortunately, this little derailment on the efforts due to some of our key personnel taking other jobs outside of the state. So it has been a casualty of some of the workforce pressures that we've been experiencing. But a little bit of what I highlighted as far as capacity we're adding has some focus on that. So it's a little stalled right now. There's recruitments in play to pull that capacity back. Infrastructure still going strong. It's the aspects of what you can actually see that we're currently working on. A little bit slower now with some capacity loss, but otherwise it is in the future.
Great, thank you.
I do anticipate a rollout at some level this fire season on fire costing. And, as specific urgent needs arise, we focus on those, but definitely all with the idea of convergence around the product you are discussing.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. If there's nothing else, then I think we can move beyond this item. Thank you very much, Bill and Sabrina.